Joined in studio now by two guests, local developers of a language tutorial app, a conversation app that's going to teach us to be better conversationalists outside of our native tongue. I've got Julie Zilber here and Costa Tsatsispyros. Did I say it right?
You Costa? Got it. It's perfect.
Good. What's the heritage of that name?
That's a Greek name.
I thought it might be Greek. The Greek names are always the tough ones. Italian names are easier, right, Julie?
I think so.
Okay. Tell me about, now your product is called Supiki.
Yes, it is.
It's and it's going to be released in September on the App Store for iOS devices primarily to start?
Specifically for iPhones.
For iPhones, okay.
And iPod Touch.
And iPod Touch. So what is, so it's a conversation tool to teach me to be a, to teach me, it's basically to teach me to speak a new language, correct?
Well, what we're aiming at is people who have learned basic English grammar and vocabulary, as so many people do, especially mm-hmm. when they learn a new language. They learn to read and write quite well, mm-hmm. but actually having a conversation with someone is a real challenge. I don't know if you learned another language, but you might have experienced that.
I've learned teenager. Does that count?
Probably the same level of embarrassment and anxiety about talking it.
At times, yes. So it's primarily designed to teach people who English is not their first language to speak and converse in English. So is it going to be used in the school systems? How do you plan to have it distributed?
It's going to be distributed on iTunes, and our first primary target market is really adults in mm-hmm. their early and mid career. People, for example, in Canada here, who came as immigrants and then find that they can't actually work in their field because they can't talk to people, or people internationally who find that they can get much better paid jobs if they're able to speak English. But again, they've learned the grammar, they're really good at the grammar, but they can't talk to somebody and they don't have the opportunity to practice talking.
So Costa, why don't you fill me in on a little bit on how the application actually works? So it's for iOS devices, iPhones and iPod touches. So does it listen to what I have to say and then actually respond? Have you built that kind of intelligence into it?
Exactly what it does. It makes sure that it can start a conversation with you mm-hmm. and then it listens to what you have to say as a normal conversation and responds. So depending on what you say, it will respond differently.
Okay. Now, does the increase in skill come from repetition, or is it going to be correcting me as we go?
Well, we certainly try hard to encourage fluency, and we mm-hmm. try hard to encourage dialogue in the same way that if you're practicing with a tutor, they might want to encourage you versus maybe immediately correcting you. So mm-hmm. our goal is to create a fluent conversation, and the app tries hard to keep that conversation going, maybe regardless of how you might respond, whether it's perfect grammar or not.
Now, is the conversation, I imagine it's pretty basic as far as the level of conversation. Are you following a tree of logic where you're kind of incorporating a little bit of cultural education as well, where if you ask someone how they're doing, this is the kind of the proper path to follow. The next thing is to say, how are their kids or that sort of thing, or do they have a dog? I don't know, but something, you know, as opposed to going, you know, have you been to space lately?
Yes, well, certainly. And in fact, along those lines, in addition to the actual conversation, which is, as Costa said, will adapt to what it is that you're saying and respond in an intelligent way back to you. We're also including cultural components in the form of an ongoing soap opera. So each unit that you get, which contains a conversation, also contains a scene from this ongoing soap opera that not only provides entertainment, but also exposes you to the way people behave culturally in North America.
Now, is your entire product then in English, so all languages can come and can work from that perspective? It doesn't matter whether they're from Europe or from Southeast Asia, they can all work with your product?
So anyone can work with the product, but we have also provided specifically the interface, in addition to English, is available in Spanish and in simplified Chinese. Because, of course, those are the two largest language groups in the world, and we're trying to address them off the bat.
So it's from an interface design so that they can work in their native language as far as managing, as far as going from lesson to lesson and doing all the administrative functions, correct?
And receiving the instructional components in that language if they want to. But, of course, the conversations are always in English because that's what they're learning.
Tell me about your guys' background. Are you linguists? Linguistics? What's the proper term?
Linguists would be the correct term. No, I'm not a linguist. We certainly have a linguist on our team.
Okay.
My background is in new media, in the field of new media. I was the director of a research and development center in new media applications for 20 years at the university.
Okay. Which university?
At Simon Fraser University. And left there about a year and a half ago to focus entirely on this full time.
Mm-hmm.
The concept had been, we'd done proof of concepts and a lot of prototyping prior to that, but it was time once smartphones were broadly deployed and mm-hmm. we said, yes, there's a real market where we can put this in people's hands, then it was time to focus on it full time then.
So what's the business like? Costa, you're the business guy behind it, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah. Well, and my background is 20 years of working in the tech sector with companies like Compaq and Hewlett-Packard as an mm-hmm. executive. And it's clearly a very exciting time, as we've seen many applications. But this one in particular targets a billion plus people around the world
wow.
who are trying to learn English.
And so, is it going to be? It's going to be on iTunes. You're going to go. Have you gone through all the process of getting? You're still working your way through.
We have gone through that process, and we are ready right now.
Oh, okay. So you've got all of your now. How much are you going to be charging for it? What's the business like behind it?
Well, I'll tell you. You're going to have to stay tuned exactly for the price, but it's very affordable.
Okay.
And our business model also has ongoing content because we need to make sure that we keep it very exciting and keep users engaged, because what we do know is it takes repetition to get better at speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
The more you can practice, the better you get. So we have a lot of content on offer. Initially, there'll be a certain number of units, and we'll continue to release them on an ongoing basis.
Well, I really enjoy getting an opportunity to chat with local app developers. I think it's a fascinating new world that we're facing as far as software development. In my background, in my history, I actually spent the last real job I had was with a software company. And so the difference between what you folks face now and releasing a piece of software into the world and the things that we faced back in the day. We used to have to walk uphill both ways in the snow back in the day as far as distribution goes. But I wish you guys good luck. We're going to check you out. If people want information, supiki.com. Supiki. Supiki.com. I'm sorry. SUPIKI.com. We'll have a link to that on our site, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens in September. Good luck.
Great. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.